Okay, let us go to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis on the bottom. Today's Daf is Daf Yud Ches. Today we're going to talk about Tevilas Kalim. Says the Mishnah, Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Chalios Achar HaShabbos, when Yantif falls out, after Shabbos, when Yantif falls out on Sunday, Beishamai Omrim, Matbilin Es HaKol Melefnei HaShabbos. Beishamai says, you have to be Tovel everything. What's everything? Yourself and Kalim. Before Shabbos, Beishamai says that we're talking about Yantif here, so we know, first let's talk about people. When it comes to people, as Rashi quotes here on the medium lines, Chayev Adam Lataris Asma Beregel, a person is a Chayev to become Tahar on the Regel. We spoke about that in the past, but again, that's a question of whether it means on the Regel or at least before the Regel. So Rashi says it should be done before the Regel, because you can't seem, for some reason, which the Gemara will talk about, a person cannot be Tovel on Shabbos or Yantif, so therefore you should Tovel, you should go to the Mikvah in order to become Tahor before Shabbos and Yantif. Again, there is another idea, Bizman Hazeh, of going to the Mikvah for Tosefes Kedusha. That is not what the Gemara is talking about here. Here the Gemara is talking about a bona fide Tumah L'Tahara. So that is not allowed, according to Beishamai, on Shabbos and Yantif, and therefore you have to go to the Mikvah before Shabbos, which is before Yantif. So you have to go on Friday. And Beishamai also says, Kalim. Any Kalim that are Tameh that you're going to want to use, so that should be done before Shabbos and before Yantif. Should be done on Friday. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, no, Kalim Milifnei HaShabbos, V'adam B'Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, you're right about the Kalim. Kalim you should not Tovel on Shabbos, so that on Yantif, therefore you have to do the Kalim beforehand, you do that on Friday. V'adam B'Shabbos, but Adam, no problem with Adam on Shabbos, and that way he'll be ready to be Tahar Beregel, which is on Sunday. So that's the machlokas between Beshamai and Beis Hillel. Hachana, is it Hachana from Shabbos to Yantif? I don't know if it's Hachana. He's getting Tahar today. So I don't know if it's so much Hachana. The Chiyav is for tomorrow, to be the Tahar Beregel. But I think even today, he's happy to be Tahar. So I don't think it'll be in terms of Hachana. There are two issues here. Number one, we know there's this Chazal from Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Chayel Tahar Zasma Beregel, that's based on a Medrash. It says, V'lasam lo sigo. Pazuk says in Sefer Vayikra, you should not touch the Nevela, and Chazal Darshan is talking about on Yantif. You should not become Tameh, one is not allowed to become Tameh on Yantif. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that is an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, that if somebody becomes Tameh on Yantif, he does not get Malkus. The Rambam and Tumas Ochlin, Kol Yisrael Musarim Lios Tahari B'chal Regel, B'bnei Shei Nechonim L'Hikonis L'Migdash. And that's what it says, B'nei V'lasam L'Sigo B'Regel B'Vad. V'im Nitzma Eino Loke. Every day of the year, Yisrael, all Yisraelim, do not have a chiyuv to be tahar, but on Yantif they do, but there is no malchus. It seems like an issur d'rabbanan according to the Rambam. The Ramban ala Torah on that pasuk says that there's malchus d'oraisa. If somebody becomes tameh on Yantif, there is malchus d'oraisa, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Much of the action of the Rishonim, sorry? Would you... Right, that's Yantif. Much of the discussion of the Rishonim on this Mishnah is, how does this Mishnah work with the Gemara in Yevamos? Interesting Gemara. The Mishnah here says that a person can, according to Beis Hillel, a person can go to the Mikvah on Shabbos. Right? Machlokas b'Beis Shabbos, but Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says a person can go to the Mikvah on Shabbos. But the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, says that a ger is not allowed to go to the Mikvah and become Jewish on Shabbos. Ger ain't a tovel b'Shabbos. So that's what the Rashba asks, that's what the Tosfos there asks. How could Beis Hillel say that you can go to the Mikvah on Shabbos, while that Gemara says that a ger does not go to the mikvah on Shabbos? That's the stira. Says Tosfos there in Yevamos. We're going to get to reasons why Beis Hillel says what he says here. A person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Part of the reason is that it doesn't appear like he's doing anything. What's a potential reason why you can't go to the mikvah? Because you're fixing yourself. You're becoming tahar, which the Gemara will talk about. But you know what? Maybe people will think you're just taking a bath. People think you're just going into the ocean to get cooled off. So that is why Beis Hillel says over here, as we'll see in the Gemara later on, you're allowed to go on Shabbos. But says Tosfos, when it comes to a ger, you have to have three Talmidei Chachamim watching him. You have to have three Talmidei Chachamim sitting around, so nobody's going to think he's going to cool off. That's going to ruin. The Talmidei Chachamim standing around are going to ruin the fact that it's near a Kemekar. They're going to ruin the fact that people are going to think, oh, he's just going to cool off. It's going to be Nikar that he's going to do it L'Shem Tevila, and that's why it's going going to be a problem. That is what Tosfos says. So it's interesting. Even though the act itself is the same, but because circumstances are different, because you have these three Talmidei Chachamim standing there, so that's why it'll be ruined. That is Shitas Tosfos. Contrast that, yeah?
If you're being misakin yourself, who cares what people think?
If you're being misakin yourself, but that's the Gemara's basis today, is that it's nira kemekar. It doesn't appear like you're doing a tikkun, therefore, it's not a real tikkun, not real. What are you halachically fixing? So it's the world of the Rabbanan. So the world of the Rabbanan has to look like the tikkun, and the Tosfos says over there it does, and here it doesn't. The Rashbag is a different answer. The Rashbag says, you might have said, and that is, what's the difference between over there, a ger cannot go on Shabbos, and over here he can. Over there is different. Hasam shayni b'shem de'ika tikkun tfei. Da mafik le mitumas goyu ma'ala le lataris Yisrael. Umeikara goy v'hashni Yisrael. Going from non-Jew to Jew. That's a tikkun. En lecha tikkun gdola mizu. Okay, tumma natara. Okay, that's one level of tikkun. But going from goy to Jew is much different. So the Achronim say, the Rashba didn't give Tosfos his answer. Why? Because it seems like from the Rashba, like what Nachum was just asking, inherently it's not a problem. Inherently it's not a tikkun. So just because there's an external problem that might ruin it, you have three Talmidei Chacham standing there, that's not going to ruin it. But the Achronim say, what might be a nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rashba? Between their reasons, do you make a bracha when you go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Do you make a bracha? According to the Tosfos, anything you do, if it ruins the fact that people are going to think you're just going to cool off, then you can't make a bracha. So therefore, if you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, according to Tosfos, it seems like you wouldn't make a bracha. That's what I'm going to have on Paskins. Seems to say you don't make a bracha on Shabbos if you go to the mikvah from Tumah Latara. According to the Rashba, no. Of course you make a bracha. The only problem is because it looks like it's a tikkun gadol. You're going from goy to Jew. But Tumah Latara is not a problem. So a bracha might be enough kamina. Just one other ha'ara, and then we will... that will continue, and that is, it's Mamsha Ha'ara, in the Ha'aras of the Rashba, from Rav Yashiv. I mentioned this Machaber learned based with Rav Yashiv. He goes that maybe, even according to Tosfos, we just said maybe you wouldn't say a bracha, maybe you would say a bracha. Because maybe the problem over there, because the third shot, the problem over there of the tikkun is not for the person, but it's for the Bezdin. The Bezdin that's watching him is violating, because they're being misaki in the Gavra. That's the unique case over there. That's why it's not near a Kamekar, because they're being misakein. By shaking the guy himself, that's not a problem beside the Tovel. But the Mat Bilim, the Bezin that's watching, the Lugabom Moshaich time at the near a Kamekar. That's what Rabbi Yashav says in the footnotes here, that that would be the problem in that Gemara. But again, it's the issue of a Ger being Tovel on Shabbos, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later. By the way, the Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, he seems to say that the problem with a Ger going to Nikvah on Shabbos is that it needs a Bezdin, meaning it's Din. I mean, we don't do Din on Shabbos. The Rambam seems to say that's the reason that a Ger doesn't go to the Mikvah, because it's a Din. Okay, so let's continue the Mishnah. So the Mishnah again had the machlokas between Bishai and Beis Hillel, whether when you have Shabbos before Yantif, so Beis Shammai says you have to be Tovel everything, including yourself, before Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, no, only the Kalim, but not yourself. Vishavin says the Mishnah, but both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shemashikin et Samayim b'chlievin l'tara. Let's say you have water that became Tameh, and you don't have any other drinking water. All your other drinking water is bitter. It's meluchim, it's salty. So you want, though, to drink this water, and you want to drink it patara. You don't want to drink the tummy water. So is there any way to make your water tahar? So this is the trivia question. The only food or drink that could become tahar after it was tummy. Water. The only one. So what do? So Rashi explains, you do what's called hashaka, which we have from Hilchas Mikvah. But hashaka means you put the water, the tamei water, in a stone kli which cannot become tamei, and you lower it slowly into a mikvah, and you wait until there's hashaka, there's kissing of the water in the mikvah and water in the cup, and your water in the cup now is batel to the mikvah water, and boom, now your water has become tahar. So that's what the Mishnah says, that Beis Shammai would agree that that's okay to do on Shabbos. V'shavin shemashikin es hamayim b'chlik evin l'taharon, aval lo matbilin. But you're not allowed to be matbil. What does that line mean? So the Gemara is going to explain, but Rashi already alludes to it here. You're not allowed to put it into a kli eitz. Let's say you have a kli that can become tameh, and that is tameh. and you're going to put it into the, you know, you're going to do, you're doing this in order to make your water tahar, but by the way, your kli is also going to become tahar in this way, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do that type of trick. Avalo matbilin, you can't be matbil, again, Rashi says, putting it in a tamei kli that needs tefillah, and you'll just say, oh, I'm only doing it for the water, that you're not allowed to do. Umatbilin mi gavla gavla mi chabur la chabura. And also, you're not allowed to be matbil from gavla gavla mi chabur la chabura. The Gemara tomorrow, Bezrim will explain what that means. Extra tefillos. Says the Gemara, the kuli amamiyas kli b'shabbos lo, but everybody agrees. Beisham and Beisel both agree you can't be tovel a kli on Shabbos from tumah to tahara. My time, why can't you be tovel a kli? So the Gemara is going to give four reasons. Number one is going to be spoken about the longest for the next 25 lines, and then we're going to have the other three reasons. Reason number one, Amar Rabba. The rabbi that we're familiar with, Gzeirah Shem Yitzlanu B'Yado V'Yavirenu Dalaramas Meshus Rabbi, says Rabbi, you know why you can't be tovel your kalim? Don't think I only say this by shofar, lulav, and megillah. I also say it by kalim. You're not allowed to be tovel kalim because I'm worried maybe you'll take it and walk to the mikvah and be tovel your kli on Shabbos. So that is Shem Yavirenu. Says the Rosh on this Gemara, since we paskin like Rabbah by the other three, it must be we paskin like Rabbah over here too. We're going to have four different reasons. There are going to be nafkaminas between these reasons. But says the Rosh, hey, Zera the Rabbah. We're familiar with Zera the Rabbah. Says the Rosh, it must be we paskin like this Rabbah because we paskin like the other three. Says the Shita B'Kubet, says, even though we paskin like Rabbah in the other three cases, so here we don't paskin like Rabbah. We don't paskin like Rabbah in this case, even though we paskin by the other three. What's the difference? Yeah? Says, let's just finish this. What's the difference? Says the Shita B'Kubet says, but it's expanded upon by the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Simin Nunvav. He has this whole Simin. Tefilah Shkelem Shabbos V'Yantif. You don't think you'd find it in the Shagas Aryeh. There it is, Simin Nunvav. Says the Shagas Aryeh, there's a big difference. You can possibly buy Rabbah by the first three and not over here. Why? Because by the first three, what does Rabbah say? We're worried that you're going to forget, you're going to carry it out. Those are mitzvahs. Those are chiyuvim. So we're worried that you're going to go carry the shofar and the lulav and the megillah because you're so in the mode of doing the mitzvah. So that's why you're going to forget. You're going to forget. So that's why those will pass it like Zerah Darabah. But over here, by Tefilas Kalim, there's no chiyuv to do this. Okay, use some other kli. There's nothing pushing you that's going to make you bahul. Lotzeis. So that's why he says, he doesn't quote the Shiva Kabbalists, but that's why you might say that you are able to paskin like Rabbah by shofar, Megillah, and Lulav, and not by Kalim. Yeah.
What Rabbah really said over there was maybe you're going to go to a Bucky.
Maybe you're
going to do the mitzvah.
Okay, so maybe you're going to go to a Bucky. So here,
according to this, you should never leave your house on Shabbos.
Oh, so according to this, maybe you should never leave your house. So how are you mechalik between? That's what the the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim in the Tshuva asks that on Rabbah. According to Rabbah, Ein L'Davar Sof. You know, what's the limit if you're always worried about, you know, carrying things? So Ein L'Davar Sof. So it might be, but Zeirish Ein Tzibri Chol Lamod Bo. Right? You can't. You have to have some limit. But you're right. What would be the limit?
According to Rabbah,
why can you do it on Yantif? So let's say you want to be Tov your Kalim before Yantif. When Chayav Latar Asmo Beregel and the Kalim Bereg. So why don't you wait till Yantif? But again, maybe. One second. The Gemara's going to ask that in a second. I'm sorry. The Gemara's going to ask that in a second. Just one other Ha'ara I saw recently, a couple weeks ago. I saw from the Musar HaNavim. It's a beautiful set of Sfarim on Navi from a Rav from Denver. So he says, we know Gzeirah D'Rabbah, Shem Yavirenu D'Alaramas. So we're so worried that they're going to be so excited about Shofar and Lulav and Megillah. So why won't they be excited about Shabbos? Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So we're so worried that they're going to forget about Shabbos and do this mitzvah. So why won't we say they'll forget about Shofar because they'll be excited about Shabbos? What's the difference? They're both mitzvahs, so why does this mitzvah override that mitzvah? So he says, cause, why? Oh, he says, Shabbos comes every week. Shabbos comes every week. It's not new. Shabbos, it's an old mitzvah. Old mitzvah. Shofar, Lulav, Megillah comes once in a blue moon. So that I'm getting excited about. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be so into it, I'm going to forget that it's Shabbos. Shabbos is not a chiddush. Shabbos comes every week. If we'd say v'hurachim on Yom Kippur once a year, we'd say it with excitement. You know, then it'll be new. But Mashenkein, that's why Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah, they... It's just a little Derech Agav Musar. Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. So that overrides Shabbos. Says the Gemara, let's continue. Amalei Abaya, Yesh Lo Bar. So this is reason number one. Why can't you be Tova Kalim? Because you're worried you're going to carry it out. Amalei Abaya, Yesh Lo Bar, B'chatzir Mai, Ikal Meimar. Says Abaya, what if you have a boar? You have a mikveh in your backyard. So maybe the reason shouldn't apply. You should be able to be Tova your Kalim in the... in your backyard. So I'm like, no, because they're a bar b'chatzer or atu bar b'rishos harabim. No, your goes there. Your goes there, bar b'chatzer, atu bar in rishos harabim. Hatenach Shabbos, beyond the Baikal Meimar. Yisrael's question. I find by Shabbos this is a good reason, because you can't carry it out. What about Yontif? So on Yontif, you should say you're able to be Tovel Kalim. Gozer Yontif atu Shabbos. No, your gozer Yontif atu Shabbos. Right? And Tosfos says on top, the second Tosfos is not Xerah L'Xerah, because Shabbos and Yontif are really one. Right? So therefore, it's not Xerah L'Xerah. Yontif and Shabbos, really, when they assered one, they assered the other one too. So this is all reason number one for the Isser of Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos. So now the Gemara is going to ask five questions on this Shita, before we get to Shita number two, about what the reason is. But five questions. Umi Gazrina, do we make such gzeiras when it comes to Tfilas Kalim? Your gozer ze atu ze? There are going to be five examples where we see you don't make such a gzeira. Mi Gazrina, vatnan, but our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, v'shavisha b'shikra samayim b'chli evan latar and avalomat bilin. What did our Mishnah say? That you, how are you matahir your water? You're allowed to lower it into the, in the stone kli, into the mikvah. Allow the mikvah water to touch the tame water. And boom, it'll be allowed. But what you're not allowed to do is to put that tame water into a tame kli. And by the way, be matahir your kli along the way. So ask the Gemara, v'i isa, and if you're making zeris, if in this world of tefilas kalim you're making zeris, so nigzar hashaka atu atbala, why aren't you gozer hashaka, this, the kissing of the water, meaning the water lowering it in the tamei kli, why aren't you gozer if you allow that, you might come to do it in the tamei kli. So the Gemara says, v'tizbra, is that a logical extension? I isle mayim yafim, hani lamali lamevelu hashaka. Says the Gemara, why would a person be doing hashaka? You have tummy water, you're trying to make it tahar. Why would you be doing that? Only if you don't have any other drinking water. Right? That's the only reason you'd be doing such a thing, if you don't have any other drinking water. So, el delesle, must be you don't have any. But kiven delesle mizer zahir behuad, because you have very little drinking water, you'll definitely be careful and not make your water tame in the first place. And if it did become tame, explains Rashi, it's a milsa de la shchicha and lo gazer be'rabanan. That's why you don't have such a gzeira. You have to add that into the text of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, again, why don't you make a gzeira here? So it ends up being that this is a milsa de lo shchicha, that a person will not have any drinking water. And even if it does have drinking, even if he only has very little, he'll make sure his water stays tahar. And if it becomes tameh, that is a milsa de lo shchicha, and therefore the Rabbanan will not gozer in that case. If you remember from the Shiur Matav Beis we had earlier, we had mentioned that milsa de lo shchicha, Rav Shechter explained, it's not just that they wouldn't make such a gzeira, but that they couldn't make such a gzeira because their authority, remember, is always has to be balanced with the Isra of Bal Tosef. So the Chacham only could do in certain areas, and when they, it says, Lo Gazer Be'Rabanan, it might be they just don't have the authority to make gzeiras outside of those areas. That's what we mentioned on Daf Beis Amabeis in the Rashi earlier. That's question number one. Question number two on this Shita, remember, the Shita of Rabba, number one, Shem Yavirenu. Esve, Madzlin Bitzli, Tamei Vahu Tahar. You're allowed to be dole. Let's say you want to draw some water. Right? You're going down to the well, you're going to draw some water for Shabbos. So you're allowed to take a Tamei pail and go draw water with that pail, and then Mamela, the pail will become Tahar. Rashi asks, how is this different than the case in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah says you cannot do it. No, so it says, Rashi, our Mishnah, you're putting a full pail into the mikvah. So everybody knows that you're not drawing water, because you're also trying to be matar your water. So you put a full pail into the mikvah, so obviously not interested in drawing the water. That's why it's usher. Here it's not. Here you just have a tamei kli. So it's, you just have the tamei kli, so that you're allowed to put in, and the mela, it'll become tar. But you don't have kavana. You don't have kavanah specifically to be matar. You have kavanah to draw the water, but b'meila the kli will become tar. So ask the Gemara, v'i isa, and if it's true that you make zeres within tefilas kelim, nigzar dil ma'asi letbuli be'enei, so why aren't we choshesh that you might come to forget the drawing the water, you might come directly to try to be tovel the kli. It's the same action, so it's a question of what's in your mind. So the Gemara answered, no, shiny hasam. Mitoch shalo huchalo elai de dilyo zacharu. Because we only allow you to do it by filling up the pail. Right, usually when you, after you're told about something, you bring it out upside down, you bring it out empty. Because we only allow you to do it in this way, so you'll remember and you won't come to do the, you won't come to fill it up otherwise. So is it Misakin Kli? But again, this is a Durabanan, so this gets into, I don't have time to talk about it much, but this gets into the world of Psikresha B'Durabanan. Right, Psikresha B'Durabanan, that's a major machlokus we've shown him. Whether you say Psikresha, which is you're doing a malacha, but you don't have Kavana. So this is right. You don't have kavana to do the tefillah. It's just going to happen anyway. But this is a drabanan. So that this gemara touches on that. Yeah.
The market more simply, that is, why
why am I making tear for A because, you know, up to right. B? Just say, how come we're not worried about Shem Yavir and Dalai Lama's in these cases?
Okay, it makes Xera. Why aren't we worried about Shem? Okay, I hear what you're saying. So you start to ask, why don't we say, why doesn't the Gemara ask, why aren't we worried about Shem Yavir and Dalai in these cases? Why, but here you're not going to be told, here you're getting water. Here you're getting water. So then, right, you have to be worried about Shem Yavir and Dalai. You're allowed to be metaltel, you're allowed to be metaltel Kalim that are, Malachtum Laheter.
You know, you're allowed to be. For the first case, you walk with a full pail.
Okay, the first case. Okay. The Ramah has an echo of this idea, halacha l'maisa. We're going to get to, this whole Gemara is all about being metaher your kalim that were tameh. So that really doesn't happen in Bizman Hazeh. So what about Bizman Hazeh? What if you want to do tevilas kalim, real tevilas kalim today? What's tevilas kalim today? If you buy a kli that was made by a non-Jew, so you have to be tovel your kalim. So are you allowed to tovel your kalim on Shabbos? So in this whole Gemara is about tumah l'tahara. So that's a different, that's a separate din. To be tovel your kalim that were bought by a nichem akum. So is that allowed to be done? So we'll get to what the Shulchan Aruch paskins about that a little later. But the Ramah says, you know what you could do? You could just do what it says just here. Madlim b'tzli tamei v'utar. Says the Ramah in Shidchav Gimel. V'imu kli shiroi l'malos b'mayim. Yumalenu mayim in a mikvah v'also lo tvila. No problem. Why don't you just put in the mikvah when you're drawing water and that will work? Says the Ramah. So this Madlam Bitzlitami Bhutar is quoted in the Ramah Lamaskana. The big discussion the Mishnah Berurah has there and the Bir Halacha is, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? Connected to that discussion that we just had earlier today, and that is, would a bracha ruin it? Would a bracha make everybody think that, ah, oh, you're being told by your kalim? So it's nikar that it's that you're doing gitl shame tahara. So that's the discussion here in the Mishnah Berurah. Would you say that a bracha ruin it? He tends to say, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, it's don't make a bracha, like the Magen Avraham, but then the Bir Halacha, he's not so sure. He says, what do you mean? Anita makes a bracha. Anita makes a bracha when she goes to the mikvah. So he says, maybe you'll say, he says, the Yeshua Yaakov suggests, Anita, we pass, only makes a bracha after she goes to the, after she dunks. Okay, maybe she'll dunk again to have over lasiyasa, but really it's only afterwards. So b'shaita, when she dunks, there's no bracha, it's only afterwards. But the Mishnah Berurah says, he thinks just this, it's once it's defined as a action that is not called a tikkun, that it shouldn't matter whether you make a bracha or not. But either way, that's a machlokas aposkim discussed with the Mishnah Berurah there. But the Ramah says, you could use this eitza, lo maskana, to be tovel your kalim. Esve, number three question on Rabbah. Kli shenitma me erev yantif, ein matbilan oso b'yantif. If you have a kli that became tummy on erev yantif, you're not allowed to be tovel it on yantif, right? Because you should have done it before yantif. Be yantif, if the kli becomes tummy on yantif, matbilan oso b'yantif, then you can be tovel it on yantif. Say, ask the Gemara. Vi misa, nixo de yantif atu de erev yantif. Why don't we make a xera of that the kli that became tummy on yantif atu erev yantif? Says the Gemara, Tumah b'yantif milsa lo shricha, or milsa lo shricha lo gaza barabanan. Very unusual for something to become tameh on yantif. Everybody is so zahir, is so careful to remain, become tahar and remain tahar on yantif. So again, it's a milsa lo shricha, and we won't make zeris by a milsa lo shricha. Number four, question number four. Eisve, kli shenitma ba'av hatuma, ein matbilin oso b'yantif. A kli that became tummy from an av hatuma. Remember, the avi avos hatuma, the grandfather of tumas, is a corpse. Avatumah, there are many avatumas. The first parak in Maseches Kalim lists off all the avos hatumah. You have a sheretz, and a zav, and the mashka of a zav. Many avos hatumah. An avatumah makes a person tamei mida oraisa. Right? A person, anything, adam, kalim, can become tamei mida oraisa from an avatumah. So, if a kli becomes tamei from an avatumah, so it's tamei mida oraisa, so that type of kli, you cannot be matbil on yantif, because that's a real tikkun. That's tamei mida oraisa, and you're fixing it, so that's why you can't do it on yantif. Bivlad atumah, but if a kli becomes tamei with a vlad atumah, a vlad is anything under an av, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. So a Vlad Atumah, so that a Rishon Atumah or less cannot be Matami Akli to Oraisa. It's only in the world of Tumah Midrabanan. So since it's only Tumah Midrabanan, Matbilan Osa B'Yantif. That's why it's not a real Tikkun, and you're allowed to be Tovel on Yantif. And again, the Gemara asks, Im Isa, and if it's true that we make Zeris, like Rabbah says, Nigzar Ha Atu Ha, why aren't we Gozer Vlad Atu Av? So Gemara answers, Vlad Atumah Yechim Ishkachazla. What's the case of Vlad Atumah? Vlad Atumah means, let's say, a kli becomes midrabanan a sheni latumah. Who cares about a sheni latumah? A Yisrael doesn't care about a sheni latumah because a Yisrael, what's a sheni? A sheni is going to make you a shlishi. A shlishi is only a problem with truma. A revi is only a problem with kachim. So the whole issue of worrying about Vlad Atumah is only by kohanim. Right, Yisraelim isn't a problem. Got to Kohanim. Kohanim's Rizimim. So we don't have to worry about Kohanim by Tumah because they are Zariz. And therefore what? So Rashi has 2 days. Either they're Zariz and therefore it's not going to happen. We don't have to worry about it's not going to become Tameh. Or it's only Kohanim and therefore it's Milsa de Loshchicha. Right? Because they're Zariz and the Milsa de Loshchicha. And again, Lo Gazer Be Rabbanim. So that is why, again, we don't make Xer in that case. That was number 4. We have one more. Kasha number 5 on Rabbah. Yeah. Ah, exactly. So Kohanim's Rizimim, he says, seems to be here outside the Beis HaMikdash. We did have a Kesef Mishnah that says the reason for Ein Shvus BaMikdash is because Kohanim's Rizimim. But the Gemara never limits Kohanim's Rizimim to inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Kesef Mishnah says Ein Shvus BaMikdash is based on Kohanim's Rizimim. But then they get to the question of, do Yisraelim have a Shvus BaMikdash? Or will a Kohanim be Mazir them? Or does it go by the person? But Ein Shvus BaMikdash applies even outside the Beis HaMikdash. At least this Gemara, that's what this Gemara says. Tashma, number 5 question on Rabbah. Yomar b'chei barashi amarath. Nida she'ein lo begadim. A woman, it's a nida, she has to go to the mikvah. She has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and she has no other begadim. Her begadim are tame, because she was an avatoma, so her begadim became tame. So she has no other begadim though to change into after she comes out of the mikvah. So she can't take off her begadim, because then they'll be tame. She'll be tar, she'll put on her begadim, she'll be tame again. So what does she do? Says the Gemara, ma'aremes. She could be Marim. Again, this is the 3rd time in Maseches Beisa. We have this Harama language. Ma'aremes v'toveles bibegadeha. She could jump in with her clothes on. Toveles bibegadeha. The Shita says, obviously, loose-fitting clothes, so the water could get in, touch every part of her body. Toveles bibegadeha. She could jump in with her clothes on. And therefore, by that way, be Matahir not only yourself, but also be Matahir her begadim. So again, he asked the Gemara of him, Isa Nigzar Dil Masi Latuli Beinahu. If we make Zera's Rabbah, why aren't we Gozer that she can't do this? Because then she might come to be Matbil her Kalim, her begadim separately. Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Hasa Mitosh Lahuchala Ela Ide Mabus Sukhurahi. No. We only allow her to go when her clothes are on. We don't allow her to do anything with her just carrying the clothes. So that's why she'll remember, and we don't have to be worried. This was all number 1 reason of the Gemara, why can't you be Tovel Kalim on Yantif or on Shabbos? Mituma Latara? Why not? Because of Xera the Rabbah. Shema Yavirena Dal Adam Sarabim. That is all number 1. Tosfos here, the bigger Tosfos him about this issue, Arim Nesecha Shabbos, but Tosfos, the second to the last Tosfos on the page, Maremis Vitolos Bagadeha. Tosfos asks, Tema, Hainu Shriya, Vishriya Surah Mibreshu Machabe, Sumalabain. Not a lot of soak clothing on Shabbos or Yontif, that's an Isser of Milabain. Milabain, you are cleaning. You're cleaning the clothes. How is she allowed to jump in on Shabbos? She's cleaning the clothes. Dahamaru Damrina, because we say, this is a quote from a Gemara in Zvachim, Shriyaso Zuhi Kubuso. We know, we mentioned when we discussed Milabain, that there are 3 parts of the Milabain Isser, cleaning. Because if you think of the old way that they used to wash clothes, and even the washing machines nowadays, there's the soak cycle, there's the agitated cycle, whatever, the shaking cycle, and then the rinse cycle. Each one of those is Asa Daraisa, right? So they used to soak the clothes, then they used to wring them, and then they used to move them around, and they used to wring them. So any one of those 3 parts are Asa Daraisa. So this is number 1. Shriyaso, soaking it, because right when you soak it, right when you put water on a baguette, the dirt starts coming off. So that's why Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso, asked the Gemara. So how could she jump in? Fine, forget the Darabanan. This is Daraisa. Says the Gemara, says Tosas, a very important answer, V'yishlomar, Dehoel Bahavi Derech Tinuf Shari. Because it's a wiping type of action, this is not called Libun. This is the Heter of Derech Tinuf. And therefore Tosas says, Teda. Tosas says, how do you wash the Tzilas Yadayim with a towel on Shabbos? Ah, isn't there a Libun of the towel? Tosas Teda. Hechanu Menagvim Yadidah B'mapah B'Shabbos. Have a Shri of Asur. How do you wash the Tzilas Yadayim? Says Tosas, that's Derech Tinuf. That's Derech Tinuf. It's done in a wiping sort of way, and therefore it's mutter. So this is the heter of cleaning up spills also. When you clean up spills on Shabbos, if you use throwaway, right, if you use napkins and paper towels that are going to get thrown out, that's another heter. That's by definition, that's Derech Moshe as a tshuva, that's going to get thrown out. But even let's use a regular towel. So aren't you cleaning the towel? Let's say it's Sprite or water or something that doesn't make it dirty. So isn't that Libun? So again, that's the heter. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, that it's Derech Tinuf, and therefore there is no malacha of Malabain Derech Tinuf. That is the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Simin Shin Beis. The Ramah quotes that in Simin Shin Beis, that there is no problem by Derech Tinuf. She'ein zev v'chein, the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chadchila try to be machmir. Haroch es yadav, tov l'nagvam b'koach zu bazu, l'hasher mi'amayim k'v'yecholto, try to get rid of some of the water on your hands before you dry them. Says the Ramah, no problem. V'chein, he says, e'ein zev rak derech lich luch ba'alma. Not a problem. So that is the heder of the Ramah. The controversy, though, is not by Libun. The controversy is by Tzviya. Do you have such a heter of derech tinuf by the malacha of coloring? There, the Tosfos only says it's by Libun. Do you have it by coloring? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, in the end of Simin Shin Chaf, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you eat strawberries, Yesh mi sha'omer, says the Shulchan Aruch, sheha'ochel tutim, or sha'peris atzovim, then your hands are red. So tzarech li zahir shelo yiga biyadav tzivuos bibgadav o bemapa, mishum soveya. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't wipe your hands when your hands are red, because that's going to color the napkin. Call the napkin, avalim soveya, pita b'mashke, but if you did to make your bread red by dipping it in your fruit soup, that's not a problem. Fine, ain't tzviya ba'ochlin. But your hands, there is tzviya, you're going to color the napkin. So the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the heter of derech tinuf by tzviya. He only quotes it by malabein. The Mishnah Berurah there quotes from Achronim, the Yesh Mekilin, that even by tzviya, there is the heter of wiping. But not everybody, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The Radvaz quotes it by malabein, but not everybody quotes it. That's why there is l'chadchila, some have, not to use cloth napkins on Shabbos. So again, this might some have this kpeda, that when you use throwaway, so then Rav Moshe has the heter, throwaways for sure, not a problem. If you have napkins that are disposable, chad pa'mi. But when it comes to tzviya, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the heker of derech tinuf. There are achronim that mention it, so yesh mi amal l'smoch. If somebody wants to covet Shabbos, you know, if it's not going to change, you want to use the cloth napkins that have a fancy Shabbos table, okay, there is yesh mi amal l'smoch, but it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but it's based on this issue of derech tinuf. Tosfos has it by Libun. The question is, do you extend it to tzviya? Fine, that's all number one. Number two reason of why you can't be tovel kalim on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Amar, gzeira mishum schita. It's a gzeira because you might wring out, right? You might, if you be tovel your shirt on Shabbos, then you might come to wring it out. And schita, again, is also an isser of what? Schita, there are two types of schita. The schita malabein, if you're cleaning. There's also a schita of dash. If you want the liquid coming out, that's dash. If you don't want it, you just want to clean the baged, that's malabein. So this lechor would be malabein. Gzeira mishum schita. That makes sense by kelim that you could squeeze, like clothes. What about a cup? You can't squeeze a cup, right? So what kind of gzera is that? So I'm like gzera hani atu hani. Ah, you make a gzera of non-squeezables atu squeezables. And then we could ask all the prior questions on this answer also. Do you make such gzeras? But shani look at the shanina, and we give the same answers. Okay, that was all number two. Number three, Rav Bibi Amar, third reason why you can't be tovah kalim. Gzeira shema yishheh. If you allow people to be tovah their kalim on Shabbos and Yontif, so then they might say, you know what, I have a busy week this week, I'm at work, I'm in the store. You know what? Yontif, I'll have plenty of time to be tovah my kalim. So you know what? I'll save him to Yontif. And you know what might happen in between? I'm a Kohen and my Truma might become tummy in between because I don't know. I didn't put it aside. You know, the kalim that we always put aside to the kasher always get mixed up. So that's going to happen as well. Rashi says we don't want to have such a situation. That's why we don't allow you to do it, so you'll have to do it right away. Tani Kavazi Rabibi. Also, a Brisa supports him. Klishin is Rabbeir of Yantif. In Rabbeir, also Yantif, Gzira Shem Yisha. Also, a Brisa supports him. Number three. Number four, final answer. Why can't you be Tova Kalim? Probably the most famous answer to what we would have said before we read today's Gemara. Rava Amar, Mipnesha Nire, Kimisakein Kli. Because it appears like you're being misake in a kli. In other words, it was not usable. It was tame. Not unusable. It was tame beforehand. Now it's becoming tar. That's like a tikkun. That's nira kimisake. That's why Rabbi says you can't be tova kalim on Shabbos and Yontif. The big discussion is, as I alluded to before, this was all mitumah l'tahara. What about bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, it's not mitumah l'tahara. Bizman hazeh, we're tova kalim that we buy from a non-Jew. It's most, right, if it's unless it's China, but most like glass and metal and other kalim, so we're tovel them when we buy it from a non-Jew. It was made by a non-Jew, so therefore are you allowed to do that tefillah on Shabbos? So says the Rosh here, it depends on the reasons. If the reason number two and number three are all about tumah tahara, so that if we passing like those reasons, you would be able to bizman hazeh. But if you passing like reason number one and number four, gzeira shem yavirenu or nirek kimisakein, those reasons should answer it bizman hazeh too. And what the Rosh say earlier, I passing like number one because gzeira the rabba. I always passing like gzeira the rabba. That's what the Rosh answers. Other Rishonim say, no, maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't say that it is Mutter, Machlokas Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch here seems to be Leheter. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both Deyas, but he quotes the first day of Leheter, Stama, and then he quotes a Yesh Omrim, as asering. That's what he writes in Shin Chav Gimel. It's the Ramah that I quoted before. The Ramah writes, the Shorah quotes in Shin Chav Gimel, Mutu Lahatbil Kli Chadash Haton Tevila. You're allowed to be Tova Kalim. It comes up the Maisa. Let's say you got a Kli, you forgot to be Tova it. Let's say, but we don't usually have mikvahs in our backyard. But let's say the mikvah would be open, you're allowed to. The Yesh Osrim says the Shulchan Aruch, and some say Aser, and says the Shulchan Aruch, the Yare Shamayim Yasi Yidei Shnehem, Yare Shamayim should be Yotze both, and give your Kalim to a non-Jew as a gift, and then borrow it back for today, and then you won't have to be Tovel your Kalim, but then after Shabbos, when you get it back, you'll have to be Tovel them. But either way, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, but then that's what the Ramah says, but you know what, you could just use the heter of drawing water, like we said before, and fill it up and make it tahar that way. And the Bir Halacha there has a big discussion about this issue, about whether it should be okay lechadchila. Okay, that is the discussion of kelim bismanaseh. L'maisa lechor, we should try to do it before Shabbos and Yontif. Continuing the Gemara, so this fourth reason was that Rava said that it appears like you're fixing misakin kli. So yihachi adam nami. So if that's true, then why does Beis Hillel on our mission to say an adam could go to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yontif? Isn't that also tikkud? Our answer: no. Adam nirakamekar. A person, it appears like he's just taking a cooling off in the bath, cooling off in the yam. So that's why it's not a problem. That's why we mentioned the discussion before. What about if there were three bezdin looking? What about the bracha? Okay. Hatenach mayim yafin. This works by a nice stream, a nice cool brook that people would take go down and cool off in. Mayim roi maikel amemar. What if it's disgusting, dirty water? So why should that be okay? And sometimes, I guess the assumption is maybe sometimes mikvos are not so clean, right? So mayim yafin amemar. So how is it? Why would that? People wouldn't think nira kamekar in that case. Your answer is not true. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Pa'amim Sha'adam Ba B'Sharav. Sometimes it's a very hot day. People would even go in laundry water if they're hot. You know, they want to cool off. Therefore, even in dirty water, it's nearer Kamekar. It appears like you're just going into cool off. Okay, fine for the summer. But for the winter, it's freezing out. People aren't going to go in there. The Gemara says, no, they will. Sometimes somebody is so dirty, he's dirty with dirt all over him. No, sometimes they'll go in even in the winter. And therefore, whether it's dirty water, whether it's the winter, still it appears near a kemekar, and therefore it is not a problem to go in on, it is not a problem for a person to be tovel, because it always appears like you're doing it to cool off. Tenach, something to say, but let's just finish two more lines first. Tenach b'Shabbos. This works by Shabbos. What about on Yom Kippur? Or what about on Yom Kippur? We know, as the Gemara is going to say later on, that you're allowed to be tovel on Yom Kippur. Meikar Adin. We'll get to Bizman Hazeh. Meikar Adin, you're allowed to be tovel on Yom Kippur, the Gemara assumes. So, but, ask the Gemara, but what do you mean? Nobody's ever going to think Nira Kemekar on Yom Kippur. You know, you're not allowed to go to cool off. It's one of the Inuyim. Right, so nobody's going to think that. So why is it mutter to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? You don't have the heter of Nira Kemekar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, no. Miika midi to b'Shabbos shorbi Yom Kippur Asur. Do you ever have something that's allowed on Shabbos and Asur on Yom Kippur? Shabbos is never more makel than Yom Kippur. So if it's mutter on Shabbos, it's got to be mutter on Yom Kippur. Ela hoel u'b'Shabbos shari b'Yom Kippur nami shari. Since it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. This is all in terms of malacha. Obviously, there are isurim on Yom Kippur, the inuyim, that don't apply to Shabbos. But at least in terms of the isur malacha, in terms of the isur malacha, the assumption is that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are connected. They're all Shabbos Hashem in the Torah. Both Shabbos and Yom Kippur are called Shabbos Shabbason, not just Yom Kippur. And therefore, there's a link between them. And therefore, the Gemara assumes that if you're going to have something that's mutter on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter on Yom Kippur as well. And therefore, once we say a person is allowed to be tovel on Shabbos, a person is allowed to be tovel on Yom Kippur also. Period.
That doesn't answer the question. If the question was Yom Kippur is different because no one's going to say it's
made. Oh, so right.
The answer is the law.
Exactly. The question was, people aren't going to think that about Yom Kippur. So the Gemara seems to answer, you're right. You're right, people aren't, there is no real heter of Nira Kemekar, but because of the Shabbos Yom Kippur connection, it's all in one category. The Rishonim, though, the Rashba here, asks, what do you mean? On Yom Kippur, if you're all dirty, you also allowed to clean yourself off. Let's say, right, we pause it. Let's say if your hands get all dirty, if you go to the bathroom on Yom Kippur, right, a person dirties his hands, he's allowed to wash his hands. So also on Yom Kippur, you have it near like Maluch Lach Matit. People will think, oh, you're going because you have the, yeah? Oh, so says the Rashba, not kol gufo. On Shabbos, kol gufo is okay. If you're maluch lach batit, but Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to wash that spot. That's needed. That's what the Rashba answers. There's also an important Trumas Hadashin. The Trumas Hadashin here says, Bizman Hazeh, nobody, our minhag is not to go cool off in the streams and the lakes on Shabbos. So nowadays, there's no Nira Kemekar. Nobody ever thinks that. Nobody ever going to think I'm going to cool off. Why are you going into the stream? Nobody ever does that bizman hazeh. So that's why the Truma Tzedeshin says, unless one has a good reason, one is not allowed to be tovel. Even though Argamar seems to say yes, one is not allowed to be tovel unless it's tefillah bizmana. And that is how we pass it in Shulchan Aruch and Ilchaz Nida. That a woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night, and she should go to the mikvah Friday night, if that's the night, right? It should not be pushed off. The poskim are very strong about that, but only if that's zmana and baila ba'ir. Baila ba'ir, and that's the Leil HaTefillah, that's after the Shivan Akiyam, that's when she should go to the mikvah. If for some reason she was supposed to go Thursday night, and boom, it got pushed off, that's a serious shaila, whether she's allowed to go Friday night. Because she should have gone Thursday night. But again, that is based on this Truma Tzedeshin that says here that there is no Nira Kemekar Bizman Hazeh, so that's why it shouldn't be done today unless it is Tefillah Bizman. Ask the Gemara, yeah. And what about, we'll get to Yom Kippur. Well, me, Islay the Rava Hoil. Does Rava really hold of Hoil? What's Hoil? Hoil, we just said, since it's Mutter on Shabbos, it's Mutter on Yom Kippur too. So we're going to expand a little bit the Hoil. Hoil, since it's Mutter now, is Mutter now too. So let's see how we apply it. V'hatznan, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, ha-choshesh b'shino v'lo yigaba b'enetz ha-chometz. If somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, they cannot rinse with vinegar, because that is clearly a refuah, and there's an issur d'rabbanan of taking medicines on Shabbos for somebody who is not in the category of chola she'ein bo sakana, or the two most chomer categories can't take medicine. Yesh bo sakana and ein bo sakana. But anybody lower than that, somebody is just a chola b'miksas, u'mechesh ba'alma, you have a little toothache, you can't take medicine. So says the Mishnah, you can't rinse with vinegar, because that's clearly l'shem refuah. Avo matava l'kadarka. But you could dip your bread in vinegar, v'im nisrapa nisrapa, and then if that heals you. B'raminan Allah, and we have a brisa related to that mission that says, Lo yigamea upolate. You're not allowed to rinse with the vinegar and then spit it out. But if you want to drink the vinegar, that's no problem. You can drink the vinegar. V'yomer Abaya, and Abaya said that this Mishnah and Brisa are not arguing. When the Mishnah said you can't take the vinegar, it only meant taking it and spitting it out. But the Mishnah would agree that you're allowed to drink it and swallow it. That's how Abaya put together the Mishnah and the Brisa. V'rava Amar, but Rava says no. Rava says, the Mishnah is even about swallowing it, the Mishnah asers. So what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Brisa? The Mishnah who says it's asur to even swallow it, and the Brisa which says if you swallow it, it's okay. But lokasha kan kodim tibul kam achar tibul. The difference is before or after the meal. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Before the meal, when you're very thirsty, and people will think that you're drinking vinegar because you're just thirsty, then it's okay to swallow it. But after the meal, why are you drinking vinegar? So even swallowing it, people will know you're doing it for the refuah, and that's why it's going to be asur. That's how Rava interpreted the Mishnah and the Brisa. Before the meal is okay, after the meal is not okay. So now we ask the Gemara, V'im Isa, and if it's true that Rava holds of the Hoil by Shabbos and Yom Kippur, if it's Mutter here, it has to be Mutter there, so what about on Shabbos itself? Name a Hoil, V'kodem Tibul Shari, L'achad Yil Nami Shari. If it's Mutter before the meal, it should be Mutter after the meal. Once you apply the principle of Hoil, Shabbos, so to Yom Kippur, you should say Hoil pre-meal, so to post-meal. So my answer is you're right. You're right. Rava was chozer bo. Really, it's mutter even after the meal. So the Gemara says, why was he chozer bo from the second context? Maybe he was chozer bo from the earlier point of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and he asers you to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach. He can't say that. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that says it's mutter. Kol chai v'tfilas tovin kedarkan bein b'tishba bein miyam kippurim. Right? Rabbi can't argue on the brisa. The brisa says that you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, so he can't argue with that. Therefore, he must have been chozer bo from the other item. Tosfos already here says, if you look on Tosfos on the fourth wide line, the Ri says bizman hazeh, we don't do this. Only those who are osik b'taris go to the mikvah. But we paskin bizman hazeh that the two nights of the year that the mikvah is closed is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Those two nights, and Rachman al San, if the woman is an Avelos also, then she wouldn't go. But other than that, every night the woman should go to the mikvah. Okay, period. Two dots, yeah. V'shavin shemashikin es hamayim b'chli evin. So the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to, if you have tummy water, you're allowed to put it in this stone kli and dunk it in and do hashaka, have the waters touch, and then the water will become tahar. But you're not allowed to matbilin. So now we're going to explain, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Ma'a avalo matbilin, what are you not allowed to do? Amar Shmuel, matbilin es hakli al gabim av latar ro b'yamtiv. What you're not allowed to do is to take a tummy kli that you want to become tahar, and put your tummy water in the tummy kli, and dunk them both, and in that way be matar your kli. That you're not allowed to do. You're only allowed to do the hashaka if you're being matar the water, but not if you're being matar the kli also. So he asked the Gemara, mani masnisan, lo rebi v'lo rabbanan. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to be like Rebbe or the Rabbanan. The Tanya goes, we have a Brisa that says as follows. Remember, our Mishnah says one thing's mutter, one thing's usser. You're allowed to do the Hashaka, you're not allowed to do the Tefillah where you're going to be matbil the Kli also. But we have a Brisa that seems to say they're either both usser or both mutter. The Tanya, the Brisa says, in matbil the Kli, I've got me'el ataro. You're not allowed to put the tummy water, you're not allowed to put the tummy water into a tummy Kli to be matar the Kli. V'yein mashikin esamayim, b'kli evan ataro, and divi Rebbe. And Rebbe says, you can't even do the Hashaka. In a tahar kli, you can't put the water. The chachamim omer, both are mutter. Matbilin kli al gav meim av l'taro, umashikin esamayim b'kli evan l'taro, they're both mutter. So we have two shitas in the brisa. One says both are mutter, one says both are aser, and our mishnah says one's mutter, one's aser. So who's our mishnah like? Mani. E Rebbe, if our mishnah is like Rebbe, kasha hashaka. That the kasha is hashaka, because Rebbe asers hashaka, and our mishnah maters hashaka. E rabbanan kasha atbala. And if it's the rabbanan, mater both. So why does our mishnah aser atbala? So the Gemara says, Ibais Ema Rebbe, Ibais Ema Rabbanan. Maybe our Mishnah is like Rebbe or like the Rabbanan. Right? You have two choices. Ibais Ema Rebbe. Maybe our Mishnah is like Rebbe. Why? Because even though Rebbe in this Brisa says you can't do Hashaka, meaning you can't take this tummy water in a non-tummyable, right? A Kli Evan. You can't dunk it. When he says that, Reish at the Brisa Beyantif. Only the first line of this Brisa is talking about Yantif. When the Brisa says you can't be Tova the Kli in a tummy Kli, that's talking about Yantif. But really, he would allow you to do Hashaka on Yantif. The second line of Rebbe, that's Shabbos. That's not about Yantif. The Seif of Shabbos. The second line of Rebbe, where he does not allow you to do Hashaka, which is being Matar of the water, that's about Shabbos. But the Mishnah is all about Yantif. Therefore, Rebbe allows Hashaka on Yantif. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And here, only the first line of Rebbe is about Yantif. The second line, where he answers Hashaka, is about Shabbos. Or, Vibayisim Rabbanan, or maybe our Mishnah is like the sheet of the Rabbanan, who in the Brisa matir both, but the Kula Masnisim b'Shabbos. The difference is because according to the Brisa is about Shabbos, and the Mishnah is about Yantif. So they would aser it on Shabbos, and they would allow it on Yantif. So the Mishnah could be according to Rebbe or the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, I leave it in the capable hands of Menachem Kagan over the next couple of days. Be in Eretz Yisrael for a simcha in Chashmonaim, and Bez Hashem, I'll see you again on Tuesday. I'll come back Monday morning, but I'm not going to be back in time, but Tuesday, Bez Hashem. Okay. Shabbat Chevron. Not going to be in Chevron, but...